Song of the Year, Video of the Year, Jewel Act, Gram Act, Media Personality, Performance in a TV Show / Film, African Music Act, Best International Act, Best Male Act, Best Female Act, Best Album of the Year, Best Hip Hop Act, Best R&B, Best Electronic Dance, Best Alternative Music Act, Caribbean Music Act, Bro, that's bad.
They've added new ones.
Jazz Act, Gospel Act, Producer, cool. Cool. Alright, cool. Nominees, innit? Let's see this. You're not authorized to view this page. Are you sure you logged in? Okay. Cool. Restrictions. Sorry, you're not authorized to... Are you sure you are logged in? Have you confirmed your registration? Because I think we have sent to email you provided. Either way, I can't see it.
You might know what MOBOS stands for. Music of Black Origin.
I had a feeling it was that. I couldn't put the words together.
I used to think, why is there no podcast section, but then I did music, so it's just not the same, but...
Personality is not music.
Do you say personality?
Yep.
Oh, fairs, yeah, then... If personality is there, then podcast should be there still. Yeah. Like, really? I thought it was all to do with music still.
I did put in Rimzy as a newcomer. Like, what?
What vile.
Shut up, man.
That's a dig.
What?
They even put, was it Sense?
They put No Guidance. That's crazy. I didn't even know No Guidance was a flipping...
Well, that's a song, bro. I'll be real.
No Guidance is a song, but No Guidance.
It's actual like, artist.
They're a group, they're a boy band.
No Guidance?
Yeah.
Or R&B or something?
Yeah, I saw them on TikTok. That's how I found them. I ain't gonna lie. Rimzy as a newcomer is weird. Tamera, I ain't really heard of
To be fair, in the commercial scene, he's not that... He's not that known or experienced, I won't lie. I'm pretty sure he only went... Only charted, what, this year, last year, something like that, I swear.
I ain't got a clue. Best electronic.
Might be wrong, I don't know.
DBE, do you know they sold... They're doing, like, 4 dates. The O2.
They had one originally.
Yeah.
Sold out on that.
They sold out with the pre-sale, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm hearing their music's not hitting like it used to hit, man. So that's why I'm hesitating on buying a ticket.
I grabbed still.
I don't know what songs I'm gonna hear because I ain't heard their newest album, mate. And the music I listen to from them is like from, is it Blueprint? I think it's Blueprint is the last album that I listened to.
Yeah. No, I listen here and there. I'm not gonna lie. So I'm going to be honest. Next year is just a thing of like, man, trying to do more concerts, more live shows. So. This month alone, I think I spent like 4 bills.
What other concerts?
I got tickets to Neo. That was the most expensive one.
I saw that.
I had like 2 something.
For 2, yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to say, 2 bills for a ticket is ridiculous.
Yeah, I never buy tickets just one on its own. I always buy 2, so I always invite someone.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Because if I buy one, it's like, oh, then I'm like more likely not to go because I'm not going anywhere by myself.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to a concert or live show by myself still.
I'll speak to someone that went to WizKids concert in 2021 by themselves. They enjoyed it still.
Yeah, but that was actually a lit concert.
Like, yeah, but they went by themselves though, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure Neil's going to be lit. I'm sure DEB will bang regardless. Like, sold out 4 dates, bro. That's immense.
I was speaking to someone about the DBE stuff. They were like, oh, they should have done a stadium of... What stadium? 60,000?
What stadium?
What stadiums are there?
West Ham Stadium, Tottenham Stadium.
50,000.
West Ham Stadium is about 60K.
I'm sure but West Ham and Tottenham is both 60K.
No, Tottenham's bigger still. Like, Tottenham... Oh, Tottenham about 90? I don't know.
What?
Yeah, Beyonce did it there, innit? Hold on, let me check.
So did WizKid.
No, oh, did it. No, that was no, was that Wembley?
Yeah, no, I was in Tottenham that day.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, 62 first. Yeah, 60K.
What's 60K?
Tottenham's new stadium, 60K still.
What's West Ham then? They're both 60.
60, yeah. So yeah, what 4 days, 20K per day? Yeah, they could have done a stadium still.
I don't think that's how that mass adds up though. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, they've sold out 4 dates. That's 80K tickets.
I don't think they've sold out the 4th day, but I could be wrong. But I know they've sold out the first two.
Even if they sold out 3, that's still 60K.
I don't think that's how it works.
I think they wouldn't have sold out 60 if they just did 1 date in a stadium.
I don't know.
I feel they would have sold at least.
I know the maths makes sense, but like, I don't think that's how it works.
I see, you don't think they would have sold as many tickets?
I don't know.
Maybe because if people see there's 20k capacity, everyone's going to rush.
Yeah.
I guess. If they see 60, everyone's going to take their time. Yeah, depends. I don't know. It could work that way. It might not work that way, to be fair.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to find out
if they actually did it, though. Isn't it? Like,
they reacted the same way you did when I said, like, nah, maybe, I don't know if they would have. Like, which British artists have sold out stadiums?
I was about to say, like...
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's not as easy.
The only names I can think of is, like, Ed Sheeran. Like, and he's, you know what I mean? That's different.
No, but... It's different. Is DB still independent?
I don't know.
But, like, the amount of money they will be making is crazy off that. Doing selling out the O2 four times.
I can't think of any other artist. Because I haven't seen Stormzy do shows, Dave do shows. On that level yet.
I don't know. Maybe they have in the past. I don't know though.
I think they will sell out like that. I think Central C will sell out like that as well.
Central C will probably sell out.
I think he could do a stadium. I won't lie. I don't know. He's that big. He's that big, bro. I'm telling you.
He's that big, but like, to sell out a stadium is crazy.
I'm telling you, I think he would.
Has he done the O2 yet?
I don't think so. He's only featured. Like, he featured that 21 Savage thing, I swear.
Yeah.
And he featured that.
And Jay Huss did.
Yeah. And he featured at someone else's concert. I can't remember.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I think selling out the O2 four times or three times, whichever one it is, I don't know. And doing stadiums, two different things. Because Wizkid didn't sell out O2, the stadium. And he did O2 three times. You know what I mean?
What, as in he sold out three dates in a row? In London, in O2?
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I guess that's not how it works then, innit?
But then again, that Wizkid, that came off the back of the album that he released.
More Satin? No, what's it called? The white one.
Yeah.
It's called More Satin, no? Forgotten the name.
This is bad, I can't remember it.
I'm so sure More is in the
less
name.
Ego. No, that's another, like that. That's another one. Essence. That's the album.
I
thought it was called Essence.
I just thought it was a song called...
Oh,
Made in Lagos.
Made in Lagos. Why am I bugging out, man? That's pissed me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, Made in Lagos, that came off the back of that, so everyone was there. Like, that concert was sick. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he didn't sell it out, so. I don't know, he gave out bare free tickets.
Did he?
Bro, bare free tickets. I think I paid £10 for my...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. On the day or something like that.
I paid £10 on the day, boy. People were getting free tickets.
Chicken like, change.
I'm like, boy, like, this is not a great sign, but you know.
Shits and Gigs is the only live show that's been announced, isn't it? As of right now, I don't know.
I know all the Section 1 was gone for Shits and Gigs.
Section 1? As in...
Level 1.
Yeah, that's where our tickets are.
Yeah, I know all of that was gone.
I'm never going to get level 4 on the O2. I don't care who's performing, I'll be real. Like, I'm not trying to be using flipping binoculars to see the artist, man. That's mad.
But that's all that's left for them. Liverpool.
Swear?
Yeah, so they've actually sold out.
They sold majority then.
Bro, but they sold out on the day. No, to be fair, there was two pre-sales. But after that, bro, on the day, everyone was gone to just level 4. Yeah, how brazy that is.
How many tickets on level 4? Probably like what? It's less than 5k, innit?
They definitely sold over half of the stadium.
They probably sold at least 15.
So they've done themselves a good job. The world job well done.
100%. Fair enough.
For a live show, you know.
The thing is that, yeah, it's their first one, isn't it?
I don't know. They've been in the game for 3 years, bro.
I ain't seen a live show from them before.
I didn't know them before, innit? So
it's true.
You know what I mean? So they may have. Who knows? Like, people may not know about our first one when they hop on the...
It's true.
What we say in train.
Their podcast did live shows this year.
Yeah.
Aside from us, I know Madame Joyce did one. Chisel did one. Free Shots did one. 90s was done. God knows how many.
Pastor Maycat did it.
Pastor Maycat did
last
one.
Week. They last did that in London and Manchester. I don't know if the Manchester one's been done yet, but I saw a lot of people at London one.
Where was their one?
I don't know.
Both of them did it in O2 Indigo, innit? That's where Free Shots and Madame Joyce did that.
Maybe that's where Pastor Maycat was. No. Maybe. Madame Joyce was at Indigo.
Yeah, it was still. It was because one of our friends went.
Was that Indigo?
Yeah.
And Free Shots was at Indigo. Was that the same place?
Ross. Fellas. Yeah. But I think that's where Pastor Maycat was because I saw someone snap it. It looked like the same place. Though. Oh,
their thing looked good still. A lot of people went. I was even surprised. I didn't know a lot of people actually listened to them, you know?
Nah, their views are high still. I won't lie.
So yeah.
And they're different because of how they like animate their stories and that.
No, yeah, but a lot of people are like, oh yeah, they're funny still.
They got better members though, more like 8 or 9 members.
Oh, that's what you mean. I was thinking what's members. Yeah, they got a lot of
like,
people.
They rotate like Hoyle Boys sort of thing.
Just a bit, Hoyle Boys even changed their studio, you know?
Swear.
Yeah, they're not a London podcast no more.
Where are they at?
I don't even know. Maybe they got their own place now.
Swear down. Mm-hmm. I haven't locked into them for a while still. I've locked in. I only see Charlie on TikTok. I saw his TikTok about, he was saying how like doing airport trips is a love language and it's facts, man. I'm not going to lie, it's facts.
Doing airport trips?
Yes, bro.
As in like taking someone to the airport?
Because like more time is at a dumb time. Like the flights are like 8, so you got to drop them at like 5.
I've only done an airport trip once.
Well, it's late, so it's like, who wants to do an airport trip? Because more time, all the airports are Quay, Gatwick, Heathrow, Stansted, Luton. None of them are local, innit? So it's like, if I do an airport trip for you, it's love. It's not even about the bread. Can't I?
Nah, I won't collect bread.
It's not even about the bread. You can offer, but mate, if I do it, it's because of your affairs. I know you do.
No, I won't ask for bread. If you offer me, of course I'll collect. But if,
yeah,
of course, that goes now without saying.
But I'll like, only do it if I know like you would do it if I was asking, innit? You know what I mean? I guess that kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, that goes without saying. But like, I wouldn't ask. Like,
was it? Was
especially it, Heathrow, I'll just get Elizabeth Lamb.
Who was it that was saying that they wouldn't ask one of us to go? Was it you or was it?
It was him.
It was you.
Saying that.
You wouldn't ask one of us to take you to the airport.
Because who was sat at the front?
Yeah, that was so weird.
Me and my love. I make myself laugh sometimes, man.
Has your mind changed? He's still the same?
I just wouldn't ask one of you guys. Unless I absolutely needed, like, well, all else fails, and I need someone to take me to the airport.
You know, if no one's gonna charge you, it's gonna be us, innit?
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
You just
him,
wouldn't use us.
Him.
You'd ask. You'd ask when you wish me to offer.
I'm charging him.
It's an inconvenience, isn't it? I don't want an inconvenience.
Inconvenience.
If I was
in front of us,
yeah.
Bro, if
man's
free, like for example, this week I didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Let's say you said you were traveling.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'll drop you. I'm not working. At least you have nothing I'm doing.
If I said I was going from Heathrow.
It doesn't matter what
airport
it is.
But I will charge you.
There we go.
Just because I want to charge you.
Because it's for the inconvenience.
But no, I'm bannering.
Nah. Fair enough.
No, man will take you.
But you'll still sit at the back?
No.
You're still thinking about it though. I don't understand.
Sitting at the front.
What's wrong with you? Why are you sitting at the back, bro?
You're not sitting at the back.
You're like, what are you doing? I'm not a black cab. The hell?
I'm sitting at the back.
Sitting at the back. That's charge you for more for that, fam.
Man, welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hassel Hustler. Join my co-host Tina in the building.
What are you saying?
Also join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
Yeah, what are we saying?
My hands, for gym person, my hands aren't even that bad.
Mine are still, won't I?
They're not even that bad.
But you can see it peeling, isn't it?
I mean, mine are peeling, I guess, but it's not bad.
Thing is, yeah, the way I grip the bar.
Pause.
That's, you know what? Let's move on. The way I grip the bar, yeah, it's just weird because my hands are quite big in it. So, like, it slides.
That's a pause, man.
Man's gripping and sliding, you know?
Oh my
that's
God.
That's a pause,
what are you saying?
Come on, there's context, man. What are we doing?
How does your hand slide? Pause.
No, because normally I put the bar here, innit?
Yes.
And then I'll grip it, and then like for some reason, because my hands sweat naturally, it's mad weird. I don't get it. I think it's a condition. I don't know what it is about my glands. Like,
see, man, do the same still.
I just sweat weirdly for no reason. Like, I remember I was driving my whole family, and I was just saying, "Oh, my hands are sweaty." My dad was like, "Yeah, you're nervous. You're driving in London for the first time." I was like, "Oh my God, bro,
that's funny.
What are you on about? Like, man's nervous to drive." Like,
oh no, now I remember the story you told me about when you were with a girl. And you're holding her hand and she's just like, "Oh, why is your hand so sweaty?" I remember you talking to me.
Oh, you got good imagination though. I'll give that to you still. Good That's imagination. Funny. That's crazy still.
See, people are asking me what girl I was talking to at the event.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, I didn't even know what you're talking about, bro.
Did I say it or did you say it?
You said it, bruv. You said it on the pod last
week. Oh,
I was thinking, what are you talking about? When I listened back, I'm like, what the hell was this guy talking about?
No, that's, oh man, you know what I mean? How motives get, man. It's blurry. It's drinking your hand. It's drinking your system. Can make a mistake just like that. Where you now? Where's your mind gone now?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Mistake can just get made like
you're
that.
Talking about yourself, bro. You're not talking about me.
But you had the week off though. What have you been doing? You know what? Yeah, you sent a snap on Tuesday. I was like, huh? This guy's supposed to be in the office. Wednesday, same thing. Like, huh? This guy's meant to be in the office.
Mm.
And then I remembered you got a week off. So what have you been doing?
Nothing.
First, watching anime and that.
No.
Well, yeah, you have been, bro. What are you talking about?
I out for the anime today.
Oh, that's what I was talking about, to be fair.
Yeah, bro. Only today I started watching it.
Oh, just calling off.
Yeah. It's the worst. Like, it's so rubbish.
Because everyone else is working.
That it's just rubbish. Like, I'm doing nothing.
So that's why. So why do you do it then?
I had
10 you had days. Yeah, you said that. Yeah,
10 days, and then like, I'm carrying over 5 because obviously next year we're traveling.
You know, oh, so you have what, like 30 something next year?
I have 30 days next year.
I think I've got 33. 32, 33, I think.
Or they gave you 33 days.
Yeah, still, I'm not going to lie. 30 or 33, one of them still.
My standard is 25. Yeah, still.
But you got 5. You got carryover anyways. So you're
yeah, because to be honest, that means I only took off 12 days this year.
And you took off, you've taken off 2 full weeks, which is 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first.
I was only given 17 when I joined the company.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Pro rota, whatever it's called. No, yeah, so I ain't really been doing much.
I'm seeing everyone at their Christmas parties in the office and that.
I missed mine. I missed both.
I didn't even miss mine, bro. I went into the office last week on Tuesday, yeah. And there was a babe 2 seats to the right of me talking to her boy about how she was drunk and that and how she started crying and like telling everyone she loves them and that. You know how like...
At the Christmas party?
Yeah. But I thought she was talking about a previous year because she's been there for time. So was he. So then, like, when another baby came in to sit in the middle of us, I was like, oh, so, like, when's the Christmas party now? She's like, oh, you missed it. It was last week. I'm like, excuse me? I was like, wait, what? The thing is, yeah, it was on, so this is a Tuesday, last Tuesday. It was on the Thursday before that. But I didn't go in on the Tuesday that week. I normally go in once a week, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to give them benefit of doubt. I was like, maybe because I didn't go in on Tuesday, no one told me about it. Then I was like, wait, hold on a sec. That Thursday, my manager said, oh, she's been called off to an event on the Thursday. I'm like, oh, some corporate thing, whatever. Then I went in on a Tuesday, like, oh, you've missed it. I'm like, hold on a sec, I'm an employee here, bro. You don't want me to be some sort of like email out to everyone else saying this is the Christmas party on this day, this time, you know what I mean? But they asked those questions, I was like, you know, fairs.
More time, there probably wasn't email, you just didn't see it.
Potentially still, I'm not gonna
lie. I didn't know about my stuff until, like, people had to tell me, yo, check the emails, bro. Yeah, that is there.
Can't lie.
But I knew about mine. I just didn't go. I think we recorded on that day, so I didn't go. But I was going any which way.
Did you go to your one last year?
Last year, yes, I did. Yeah, I did. I just joined the company. I was new, so I was like, yeah, let me make a good impression.
That's so, what I was going to do.
So I went to my old company's one last year. Then this year, my old company invited me as well. And it was yesterday.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, I didn't go.
For any particular reason?
I felt that conversation would be long.
I was going to say that. Am I not going to ask questions?
I just felt it would be a bit awkward.
Really?
Simply because like I'm not there anymore. So like, the person that replaced me is there.
And to be fair, the way you sort of...
The way I sort of left. Yeah,
like, so I was like, that one's a bit like techie.
Obviously, the invite was still given, but like, nah, sometimes I was just... If I went, I would be forced myself to go, and I was like, no, I don't want to force myself.
That man drink beer, like.
No, yeah, I stopped drinking beer as well.
I don't really appeal for like just beer. Like,
oh, your company?
I'm talking about most people, like even from snaps I'm seeing. I'm just seeing Heineken bottles and flipping cider and cups, and I'm like, where's the real stuff, G? Like,
no, yeah, like man was. To be fair, when in the office we drink beer on Fridays, my old company.
You drank beer in the actual office?
Yeah,
that's pretty normal to be fair.
At 4 p.m.
Oh, right.
4 p.m. on Friday, last hour, we'll drink beer.
Fairs.
When there was a Christmas party, I think the company would let us order what we want. So I think I'll just get like a vodka and lemonade.
Double?
Yeah. Like my, there is like the company, everyone likes drinking in it. So it's like,
mean, that's the culture,
you have to get
man.
A double. And then at one point, I was like, no, I ain't trying to drink too much. I then went down to a single. It showed me that, yo, these people can drink well. Me, I wasn't ready yet.
Oh, I'll drink you still. I'm not going to lie.
No, when it came to the beer, the first time I drank beer, I was like, cool, let me just drink a little dude. Like, let me enjoy it. I don't know where I went to. I think we were in the venue of the office now.
Yeah.
So I was just drinking the beer. I was just matching them, drinking. And then I think I had a move I was going to after. So I was like, cool, I'm leaving now. I think it was around maybe 7 o'clock. So, and that's the first time I actually even stayed for like a while after on a Friday. So I've now got to the train station, got home. No, got to the train station, got back to my area. Bro, the alcohol was just taking over. And you know what happens? You get me? I had to come out. Bro, I was like, yeah, never again. Like the way you get drunk off beer is crazy, man.
Beer makes me tired.
No, I ain't down for it.
How many you had, though, that made you tired?
It doesn't matter. It's just like, the more I drink beer makes me tired. Like, can't you guys distinguish between, like, what alcohols make you feel
a certain way? Yeah, 100%.
I don't know if it's different for, like, everyone, but beer makes me tired.
Like wine drunk is distinct. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know how. I was about to say, how does wine make me feel?
21, can you do
this? Yeah, wine is...
Why do you sing 21?
Makes me feel snazzy, you know what I mean?
What?
I think it is that lyric or something. What?
Didn't bother to ask, man.
No, wine drunk. Rosé is cold still. Pink Moscato, to be specific, man.
Pink or white?
White. Oh, yeah.
New discovery still. White Moscato.
White Moscato is about the same... Was it better as well?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
About it's sweeter. So
I think I have had that. Yeah, it's like yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
No. Like, the actual bottle part of the bottle is yellow, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought you meant, like, the actual wine.
No. I know what white is. Hello.
Yeah, that one, it tastes like apple juice to me. I'm not gonna lie. Pink Moscato, I don't like the taste no more.
No, Pink Moscato just tastes like juice.
Drag? It tastes like juice. No,
juice.
Yes, bro. They both taste like juice. I'm not lying.
Yeah,
but Pink Moscato is media. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't like it.
My God, I would definitely pick White Moscato over Pink Moscato now.
Fair really? Enough, but I don't think
Pink. I ain't tried it.
After tasting fair. White Moscato, I'll never go back to Pink Moscato. Never.
Is that much better?
It's not that much better.
Oh, so it's better.
I
said it's not that much better.
Okay, that was a lie. It's. They're basically the same thing.
They both taste like juice. So, like, whichever tastes better for you is the one you would pick, obviously. Yeah.
But you said white is sweeter.
For me, I just prefer white. White tastes like more like apple juice. Pink Moscato just tastes dirty. To me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not going to lie. I'm seeing less and less of a point in drinking cocktails over shots. It just makes no sense.
Over shots?
Yes, man.
You'd rather shots
than cocktails. I mean, if you're trying to get straight to the business.
Yeah, of course.
Go straight to the business.
If you're trying to get...
One of vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Straight to the business can be misinterpreted, bro.
Okay.
But even then, I won't do shots. I hate it.
What?
I hate shots, bro.
I hate shots so much.
I hate
shots of tequila.
You're not supposed to...
What?
Shots of tequila.
Wait, you prefer cocktails?
No.
You prefer what?
To get straight to the... I'll just drink like double and a mixer.
Double and a mixer's not that strong. It don't last long. Double in a mixer.
But it's literally the same thing. How much? A shot is how much?
I'm not talking about price.
No. But I'm talking about like the amount
they
put in a shot.
Yeah.
Compared to a double.
Yeah, but when I get shots, it'll be like 5-6.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you're just chucking alcohol down your system, not even enjoying it.
It'll hit you within like 5 minutes.
It's true, but it's like...
Yeah, well. Okay, 10 maybe.
Assume much. You don't ease into it.
Huh?
You don't ease into it.
You don't need... Well, it depends on the environment.
I prefer to drink cocktails, but at a bottomless.
Depends on the scenery, innit? Like, depends where you are.
No, at a bottomless, I would prefer to drink cocktails.
I prefer Prosecco still.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had two friends that went to Rock a Brunch that got absolutely drunk.
What did they drink? Prosecco?
I don't know what it was, but it was the bottomless brunch. And I think it was the wine.
They didn't
It was
the wine.
Bro.
Wine,
yeah, bro. Bro, I've never seen these two drunk like that
in my life. Yeah, I saw one of them snap at a train station. I was like, yeah, you're smashed, bro.
Bro, they were smashed.
I'm not gonna lie.
I was worried for them. I'm like, yo, do you want me to pick you up? I'm worried. No, I'm joking. Nah. I was like, yo, you lot actually burst. Like, I've never seen this before. But
shots is definitely.
I said Prosecco, though.
Yeah, Prosecco's a shout.
I'm not gonna lie, shots is at the bottom.
No, it's not.
It is, man.
Okay, let's differentiate the environments here, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're bottomless brunch for babe, cool, shots ain't the thing. It's cocktail.
Bottomless brunch is cocktail straight.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you're at flipping the bar at a day party, why are you drinking a cocktail?
I'm not drinking a cocktail.
I will never drink that.
Exactly. So it's shots.
I know.
Or a bottle.
I'll get double of my favorite drink.
Double at a day party.
Double of my favorite drink plus a mixer.
Yeah. You do that, but I don't know why you do that.
But if I'm getting shots, it's because I'm with a girl.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah, there we go.
Because you want to get straight to the business.
No, chill.
There we go, full circle moment.
No, chill. If I'm at a bar, I ask a girl, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to drink shots? Are you trying to get a drink? What do you want? You know what I mean? If she tells me shots, I'll get shots. If she tells me she wants a Hennessy and Coke. Okay. By the way, if a girl tells me she wants Hennessy and Coke, I'm outside that.
Like, what is that, man?
I ain't gonna lie.
Henny and Coke.
I've never had a girl ask me, can I have a Hennessy and Coke? Not that there's an issue, but you get me. I will look at you like,
you'd rather her ask for tequila and then
yeah.
By the end of the night, she's throwing up. You'd rather that. You'd rather that. The hell,
no, bro. I'm glad I've never had a girl ask me, can I have a Hennessy and Coke?
Yeah, true. I've never heard of that either. They like all the sweeter stuff, innit?
But that, yeah. Now that I think about that, right? It's never happened to me. Still,
they'll be like, surprise me.
Oh yeah, right. You had a lot of girls.
You were about to agree. Don't try to put me in that lane, bro. You was about to agree.
No, what did they usually ask for, though?
Surprise.
Yeah, girls don't like dark liquor, really.
Yeah, like it's always tequila. It's always tequila
or wine.
No, but not at the bar.
No, at the wine, bar. Sorry, no. I'm talking about in general.
Oh yeah,
general
alcohol.
If you're getting shots at the bar with a girl, how many are you getting?
Is it just me and her?
Yes, of course. It's just a whole batch is there. Like what? Of course.
As in just me and her, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Like, are we on a date or are we at a function?
Function. I can't lie to you, six. I'm not going to lie.
What?
Minimum.
Three each?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Minimum.
Three each, yeah.
What's two going to do to you, bro? That's nothing. That's a warm-up.
I didn't say to you.
Stretches, huh?
I didn't say to you.
Okay, cool then. Calm.
Nah, like, it depends. If we're on a date, I might get 10.
Huh?
That actually makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a date, I'm getting like 10.
Because if you're at a function, there's drinks somewhere else. Like there's probably like bottles on the table or something.
So
like
I don't. I actually know. I might just get like how many do you want? Yeah, like three maybe. I don't know. I'll get myself one. I don't like shots at all. If there's bottles on the table, I might get myself a drink.
If there's bottles there, obviously. But if it's just shots, I can't. I'm there still. Come on, like, tequila, give me that.
Tequila, give me that.
Why not?
Sounding off. Nah,
Patron. Whatever it is, that Spanish thing.
Casamigos.
No. Okay, yeah, that is Spanish as well. The other one with the hat as the lid. You know what I mean?
That's not in the club.
I've seen it in the club.
I don't know what that is.
That was in Leicester, to be fair. That doesn't really count. I've seen it still.
I know the Spanish cap, innit?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Is it tequila, though?
It is tequila still. You ain't seen it? I'm sure you've seen it.
Still. I ain't getting no shots.
Short like white stuff, white liquor.
Yeah,
it's white. Then I don't know where it is.
Do you remember that Russian vodka we used to get? Black and white one.
I absolutely hate vodka now.
I don't drink
Never go near it.
Unless it's with lemonade.
Mm. Unless it's in a cocktail that, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's the best option to get.
It's too violent.
Yeah. It's way too violent.
Wow. Is it violent?
It is violent, bro. Like, if you neck half a bottle,
pause, quarter of a bottle, nothing.
I can't like within like a good 7 minutes, it's gonna get blurry.
That whatever you mix vodka with, it won't wash out the taste of vodka.
No,
lemonade. I've never had that, to be honest.
I always get vodka and lemonade.
I've never had
that. But my drink, I don't even know what my go to drink is anymore. When I was getting Raise and Red Bull, what's Raise? What is that, vodka?
No, it's rum.
Rum.
Yeah, rum. Yeah, bun Raise as well. I've never enjoyed Ray and Nephews. I've never enjoyed it.
When last did you have it, though?
I think the last time we had it was when we went carnival that one time, was it?
Carnival? Did you say carnival?
Yeah. Never have it again. It's got
to be years ago.
That's like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
Jesus, you've had Ray since then. What are you talking about?
I'm glad I don't remember when I had Ray last time.
You had Ray at roller skating.
All I remember is that I've never had a good experience with it, so there's no reason for me to remember it.
With Red Bull, bro.
Roller skating was a year ago.
Exactly.
Over a year ago.
Yeah. Carney was 5 years ago.
That's when you're saying I last had it. How long ago that is?
You said you had it since like what? Carney, which is like 5 years ago.
No, obviously, I get what you're saying, but over a year ago is crazy.
Yeah, it's still. I'm sure you've had it since. Skating.
No, I used to get raised with Red Bull, and then I'm like, bro, man's paying like almost £20.
Oi.
I'm like, bro, what?
Nah,
man, them free each, £60. Might get yourself like, what? couple, like, maybe a bottle.
Mm.
What? No, yeah. I stopped ordering Red Bull.
Have you clocked? Whenever we get bottles, it's always, like, dark. It's always Henny. Like, almost it's always
right
Henny.
It's right to no, we'll get right both. To do we'll
get more than Henny.
Or sometimes Casamigos.
We'll always mix. We'll always mix. Belf. It's always a Hennessy and then a tequila.
To be fair. Oh, yeah. I think we got Patron. Patron is...
It's nasty. I don't like tequila. I would never go towards a tequila bar and be like, yeah, can I have some? Nah, no. I swear down. Like, it just doesn't... I don't like it.
So what do you like?
I don't drink.
But that's a lie.
Hmm.
But that's a lie. Hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
First. I mean, what did I drink? I don't even know. The last time I drank, what did I get? The last shots I got was Tequila Rose. That's the only tequila I drink. Tequila Rose.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Why? Bro. When? How? What? Tequila Rose.
Don't worry about when. But yeah, Tequila Rose.
Jesus. That's like Smirnoff Ice-esque.
Smirnoff Ice.
It's the same thing, really.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing, really. Smirnoff Ice. It's like a watered-down version.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, Smirnoff Ice has alcohol.
Yeah, but like it's not really alcohol. Yeah.
That's why you can't compare it to Tequila Rose.
Is Tequila Rose strong?
I mean, it's alcohol.
It's alcohol, it's pure alcohol.
Yeah, but it's not 40%, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Let me check.
I don't know what it is.
Smirnoff Ice is at least 20. 100.
My new drink is JD Honey and Coke now.
JD Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the green thing.
No, that's Apple. JD. The green one is JD Apple. Mm. The like cream one is JD Honey.
Cream?
Yeah.
Is that new?
It's no.
JD Honey.
JD Apple's a new one. JD Honey, bro. That's the sweetest drink.
You got an obsession with dark liquor and Coke, G. You're not
really. Bro, JD Honey tastes like, okay, I'm not gonna say it tastes like juice, but it's sweet.
If JD is tasting like juice, you got a serious problem. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Oh, Tequila Rose is 15%.
15?
Yeah.
Come on. That's less than Magnum, bro. What are we doing there?
Is it? Wait, yeah. Tequila Rose is...
Magnum is 16%.
Damn. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, bro.
16.5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
What's Moscato? Moscato is like 12, no?
Has to be less.
No, it can't be less than 12. It might be 12. Because it actually affects you.
It might be 12.
It's got to be 12, but it's less than 20 for sure. Mm. It's in the teens or it's 12. Why are you giggling, bro?
I said it affects you. That is funny. I can't see it. Maybe it was showing the bottle. Oh, it did actually. Oh, just as percentage volume. Uh-huh. Oh, no. I don't know.
Man had my skull on a sick.
I've had it. No.
Recently?
No.
First.
Not that I lie. Yeah, I did actually have it at my friend's house.
I don't see the point in drinking wine with friends, I can't lie. I see it as a waste.
Why?
Okay, you'd cool.
Rather
okay,
drink
cool.
It.
Okay, cool.
You'd rather
with
drink
a babe.
With
a babe.
Oh, yeah, okay, first. Yeah.
Why are you drinking wine with your friends? How does wine make you feel?
Bro, just... It's, like, calms it's just alcohol. And it's just drinking
no,
alcohol
don't do the calm me down thing, bro. It's not snus.
It does.
It's alcohol.
It does.
What did you just say? What did you just say?
Wait, what did you say? It calms you down?
Yeah, it does calm you down.
That's wine, bro. Wine brings you calm. Levels you down, bro. What does it do to you then? It makes you jumpy? No.
What is that actually?
It's tonic wine, bro. It's like me saying I don't drink this around the morning because it's going to make me whiny.
No, that's a different type of... Whoa.
Listen.
That's a different type of wine, though.
No. This is tonic, bro. This is what they say it does to you, bro. It makes you horny.
I'm not in that
mood.
Yeah,
but that's the biggest lie.
Yeah, I don't get that effect.
Well,
I don't think it's a lie.
I don't think it's a lie, but I think it's overstated. It doesn't...
It's not like Viagra. Yeah, it's not like... It doesn't give that Moscato effect still.
Moscato.
So you had wine with your friends?
Yes, bro.
Okay.
Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, like, we're just like, friends, isn't it? Like, friends, I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah. That's the one thing I'm jealous of girls about. Girls can link up and have a wine night. Man, them, we don't link up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't remember the last time I linked up.
Tribunes.
With you, man, outside the podcast. And if it's not for a motive.
You should host something still.
I mean, he was always going to say that from when you said that, though, bro.
Do you not remember when he said he was going to host something?
Yes.
And I just don't think it ever happened.
It's happened enough times. That as well.
Yeah,
that as well.
There probably was that as well.
I asked you, man, to say yes or no, and I only got, like, what? How many yeses?
No.
Yeah. You were meant to host a barbecue. You were meant to do something for your birthday.
I was never meant to do anything. I was never meant to do anything, no. Because I never said I was going to do anything.
That's crazy. That's a lie.
In fact, I explicitly said I'm not doing anything.
You said if you get your garden done, then we'll do the barbecue at your place.
Do you know how many years ago that was? I'm talking about recently. This year, you said you were supposed to host something.
Were you meant to do something? Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The barbecue was... Okay, that was last year. I remember. Was that this year? No, that was last year still.
It was a game you're supposed to... I don't know.
A game night?
No. Like a football game. I don't know what game it was.
But that's different. You lot didn't come. I forgot. I don't know.
Depends. I can't remember.
Like, I ain't got an issue with hosting something at my yard.
There's,
yeah, the madam I've not linked up since Pricey's bit. That was summer.
Yeah, that's so true, you know.
His pop's birthday.
No, mum's birthday.
It was his pop's.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his dad's birthday.
Yeah, that's the last time all the men were at a function, not a function, at someone's crib.
Yeah, man, we need to do that. Girls can actually just link up, like, tomorrow and be like, yo, let's do a wine night. Matter of fact, I need to apply to them.
Wine night?
Yeah, like, it's just vibes and just talking. What's this?
Mandem, what do we even drink? Man, I wouldn't even get drunk. Because what's the point?
There we go. Because it'll be people like you that'll say, what's the point? There we go.
So you would get drunk with the man then?
No, tell me why.
Stop there making it sound like
no,
that,
no,
bro.
Tell me why.
That's
what
it is, though.
Tell
that's
me
the situation.
Why there isn't a point.
Wait, there,
you've already
I'm setting
the
scene. I'm painting the picture. Everyone's at Hustle's Crib. There's 10 men. Cool, what? Okay, let's say we're drinking brown.
Bro, man's not saying go and drink. Start drinking Hennessy at my yard, bro.
But the thing is, what is the problem with that? Let's say when we're older now, yeah. Okay, no, because we wouldn't play this, but you know how people have like poker nights, men have poker nights.
Yeah.
Well, do they not drink at poker nights? Is there women there?
Sometimes.
Oh, but man,
come on, sometimes
yeah,
there is.
Because we don't drink beer, but that would be what
exactly,
we drink.
Exactly, that's what guys
beer,
drink.
But we
that's
don't
true.
Drink beer, so the next alternative is what? Like a Magnum, maybe.
That's different to actual drink, though.
Yeah, but like if man's
like, real link, no one has to get drunk.
Drunk, yeah, but like.
So, you know, just to sit. Everyone's chilling. Banging PS4, PS5. I'm saying.
Okay.
There you go. But it's guys like you, they'll be like, why do you
just
get
don't
drunk?
Do the guys like me,
why
bro. Don't categorize
drunk?
Me,
man,
bro.
Man,
bro.
Man,
okay, cool. Let's be
let's
honest.
I'm not the only one that's thinking like this
here,
man.
Bro.
Us man don't smoke now, but that would be another thing that we could do. We link up and smoke. But then again, it's not really, I mean, we could, but like, I just don't smoke. Or we don't smoke, so. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, drinking...
I don't link up and drink with Amanda, man.
What else should we do? Because we're not girls where like they'll drink and then they'll watch a film and then eat snacks and gossip. We ain't doing that.
I mean, we'll gossip for sure.
Yeah, but then what else? Do you know what I mean? We ain't just going to like play talk. PS5. Yeah, there's probably like FIFA or something going on. There's going to be something else going on. Do you know what I mean? Or a football
or
match.
Watch a boxing fight. Like, Amanda don't link up to watch boxing fights or UFC fights. Obviously, it's at 3 a.m.
Could link up to watch him. I swear, I don't know. The Anthony Joshua's fighting.
He's fighting. He's
December
fighting.
22nd.
Third.
December 23rd. Yeah.
Wallin.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole like set of good undercards as well. Like.
Swear. Oh, yeah, yes, there is thing. With Deontay Wilder's fighting on that
and
card as well.
Something Parker. What's his name?
Joseph Parker.
Yeah. He's fighting that.
23rd.
Well.
Is he fighting the guy that AJ was beefing? Ooh,
I don't know.
Ooh.
But I know. I remember them reading out and it was like a bunch of like all-star.
Yeah, it's a sick card because it's Saudi that did it for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a shout, though. It'll be a good time as well, I think. Because it's Saudi. What was the other thing I wanted to say?
Ain't that the day that Folly's meant to do his meal, though, innit?
Yeah,
is that
so
confirmed?
After.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's confirmed.
I'm pretty sure it's confirmed.
I don't know. What day is it? I don't even know what day is he's trying
it's
to do.
22nd or 23rd, one of them. I can't remember. But, we haven't linked up in a long... When was Pricey's? Summer? June, July?
Are you talking about the meal or are you talking about...
No, just linking up still.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was.
Yeah, girls don't need a reason to link up. Like, they ain't even got to watch a film.
Yeah, because, like, they
so
can
just... get their snacks and that, their wine, and then just vibe.
Wow, what am I reading? Chelsea are really excited to pass off several players. Massive Madueke. Feck. But yeah, man, the man will do a link up still before Christmas, maybe, or before the end of the year, man. Next week's the Christmas episode. Maybe we'll wear Christmas jumper or Christmas
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. It's the Christmas one, yeah, still. This episode will be out on Monday. I think we're trying to decide Monday nowadays.
Yeah, still. Not gonna lie.
Audio can still be out on Saturday, though.
As always, man.
As always.
Are we getting each other Christmas gifts, yeah?
No. I'm not even getting my family Christmas gifts. I'm not going to
you. I don't know why. Why not?
Nah, I asked my brother, what are you trying to do Christmas gifts? He said, no. I said, cool.
Fez.
So maybe I get my mum, maybe my grandparents. That's it. And my pops.
My sister's list is chaotic, man.
How old is she now?
She'd be like 18, 19. 18, yeah.
I said, list is chaotic. Me. Beats. Is she going to get, huh?
Beats, bro. Beats Studio Freeze, bro.
How much are they?
$3.
You got that?
What? Balenciaga tracks.
Bro, that what the hell?
Oh, both, yeah.
You know, B22s.
Okay. what was he going to say? He was going to say something.
I can't remember.
Oh, flipping out.
I can't remember.
Something about gifts. Nah, I've forgotten.
2024, my birthday. My wish list is out. So
yeah.
I might should reserve some stuff.
What are you doing for that?
I don't know why everyone keeps asking me.
Why are you surprised? That happens every year.
It's actually so annoying.
That happens every year.
Last year I said I'm not doing nothing. I didn't do anything. The reason why something was done is because it was a surprise. If it was not a surprise, I'm not doing anything.
Oh yeah, that was this year.
Oh yeah. That was time ago, damn.
That was a long time ago.
Had exams around them times.
Oof. Now, this year kind of flew by. But then again, I don't think it did, but it flew by.
It did, though, I'm not going to lie. But we always say that when it comes to December.
When it comes to December, it's like, oh, wow, this year went quick. Like,
yeah, it's mad, still.
No, yeah, for my birthday, I don't plan on doing anything.
So then birthday gifts from January?
But it was supposed to be this year, I'm pretty
sure. Shut up.
It was
literally I said it on GC, bro.
It was literally supposed to be this year, bro.
This guy was talking about...
This what guy said say? He's meant to be from this year because he's already skipped ours, so it'll only be his for this year. That's when we agreed on the pod.
That it would be this year?
Yes.
Exactly.
But it was you that agreed it because it was only your birthday the rest of the year.
But we all agreed.
Oh, no, that's cat.
Well, exactly.
I was thinking, that's
exactly.
Why I went silent. We all agreed. It was before then. The storm.
Before when?
It was before your birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen, so it's calm.
It was before his birthday, still.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I still we should have started from when the new age started, which was my birthday.
No.
But then...
It makes more sense. Start if everyone gets equal gifts from 2024.
Equal gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's still equal if we start from my birthday, bro. Because then we can say from age 23, we start to gift each other, which still works. Same way, bro.
Nah.
It works. It works both ways.
It's more efficient.
There's this new year bath that he wants to use, but it's calm, innit?
If you get me a gift, I'll get you one. Simple as that. It's up to you guys, isn't it? I don't mind.
Where's the wish list?
It's in my Insta bio. My private Insta bio.
Alright, man.
So you lot check it out.
First.
And if you guys on the podcast want to get me something, just message me for the wish list, man. I don't mind picking up my gift from you, or if you want to drop it off with me. Do you know what I mean? I'm turning a big age, man.
Mm.
So 25, you know, crazy.
Lol.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll do anything this year. Maybe travel.
Maybe someone will go all out for you like Dami did for India, fam.
25th. Shy.
Bali, you know.
Guys, ruining the eco.
All right, man.
Dami, you're ruining the eco.
I have a word of you, man. I'm not going
to
lie, man.
Come on, talk to me. Yeah. No, I'm joking. It looked good though. I'm gonna. The only thing I wonder is like, how did they actually do that? Is there like a cover? Do you think it's a cover?
What, the pool thing?
Yeah. I think it has to be a cover.
No,
they could be.
There's no way it's in the water.
Why would it not be?
That'll take.
Because how would they do that?
You just have to. It will take a long time. Exactly, it will float. You know what I'm saying? Just use a net to get out. You can pay people to do that, man.
No, yeah, obviously, but
I bet it will take like an hour.
No, like, I'm not saying... I'm just thinking, I don't think maybe. It would... How would it
oh,
be
Oh, to actually do it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay,
how
that
would
That
must
have taken a long
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Oh, you would have paid someone to do that 100%.
Of course, but like, I think, obviously, conversion rate and all that, I don't think it would be that expensive.
Yeah, to do yeah, that is, wouldn't like. Have been expensive.
But it's not about the price. It's just about being thoughtful, do you know what I mean? Like, that's just... Like, it looks good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know she was 25.
Nah, I knew she was around about that age, still.
So she was on Love Island, what, 2-3 years ago? So she was 22, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 23.
Well, he's older, obviously.
I think he's like 28.
Yeah, something like that.
I think like 28, 29.
Love Island, he was at least 26.
I think he's like 28, 29 still.
Fairs?
Yeah, still.
The age gap is kind of...
That's not that bad. It's calm. It's calm.
Just surprised by the age.
No, yeah.
I saw he invited like her whole family as well.
Yeah, people are saying that he's going to propose.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Damn it. She relax, man. Relax.
Just wanted to go all out for his girl, innit? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
People are saying that he was pressured to do loads because she got him a Rolex and they were calling her the breadwinner and that.
He got a Rolex.
Yeah, he got a Rolex as well, exactly. And better of gifts as well.
Yeah.
He got a Rolex, he got a few stuff.
And then the trip as well. 25 is a milestone, isn't it? So, makes sense. 25, you know.
Nah, yeah.
Mad.
They're both making money at the end of the day, so.
Yeah. Like, he's not really, well. He is, but he's not really, like...
Really,
how many man's girls is going to go up to him and like, oh, like, did you see what Dami did for India? Like, there's only a handful of girls that are really going to go and say that. Most won't, but they'll be thinking it, though. I'm not going to lie. They'll be thinking it still.
But then they'll forget that India got him a Rolex first.
Of course.
That's how it is,
when
man.
You bring that up, that's when it gets a little bit technical, man.
You got to ask yourself, are you able to be like India? No. So, no rose petals in the pool for you, store.
What's that message on the screen? On the screen?
Well, is there a remote or something? Or you just press on and off?
You can turn it on and off, innit? This thing.
I doubt that's the remote.
That's not, that's even part of the screen.
Right, if it turns off, you just turn it back on, innit?
Yeah.
There's a button there, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was trying to look for the thread that I saw on Twitter, so. Yeah. Someone said, I know where it was. It got sent to a group chat. I was thinking, where is it? But I saved it. But someone like, South London guys will be shaking right now.
I got sent to the group chat, so.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You know, someone wanted to say that UK guys are lazy and not romantic.
That's why I just clicked on.
Yeah,
a flower pool in Indonesia is not that pricey. Niggas in the UK are just lazy and not romantic. Now what? I don't know. That's one Twitter. Yeah, turn it on, please. That's just a Twitter howler. Cause like, I don't think any guy said it's expensive. It's just like it's a nice thing to do. I don't get
like, more time.
How's that lazy?
Actually, I was gonna say more time. Guys are joking about him inflating the economy. They're not joking, but at the same time, if the guy's got a girl on your back, so like, he'll do. You get me? He'll do a lot for her. So.
I hate the whole UK guys versus UK girls thing, though, on Twitter. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's been going on for time, bro.
It's been going on for time. It's like, bro, just chill. Why is it every time you're going to drag UK guys or UK girls? I don't get it. Someone said, because 90% of the UK girls don't deserve it. Like,
a guy said that.
Yeah.
Don't know why you would tweet that, bro.
Jesus. No, but obviously it's different. Like, obviously, I've actually come to terms like people do what they want to do at the end of the day in terms of Twitter. Like, I've never understood tweeting and going back and forth on Twitter.
But my phase for that is long gone still. Remember when we was younger, we used to do that. Lol.
Wait, what?
We used to actually tweet. Do you remember?
Yeah, but I wasn't tweeting back and forth with someone.
Oh yeah, back and forth is mad.
Yeah, like I would just tweet. Like,
I ain't doing all that
here still. And there, yeah.
Or like Love Island tweets.
Yeah, it was Love Island. Yeah, Love Island. I don't remember when that was. That's I cleared my Twitter though.
I remember your tweet still.
What?
About some light skin guy still. The JD tweet.
What was that? I don't remember it.
I can't remember what you said.
I remember it. That's funny.
It was on the blog pages.
Yeah,
as well.
Guys would tweet to come on those blog pages, bro.
Oh, damn. That was years ago still.
Oh, wow.
Let me find my weird facts.
I want to say something. No.
Go on.
No, sorry, I'm reading a message. Oh, dear.
Where is it?
But yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really a fan of this whole UK guys versus UK girls thing. Like, just let everyone breathe. Like, what he did for India is obviously because he loved to go in it. They're now trying to separate. Obviously, Ireland and UK are two different places, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just trying to say, UK guys are the ones complaining, not Irish guys. Everyone wants to go for Irish guys now.
Okay. Nice. Brilliant, you know what I mean? Mate.
But yeah. Shout out to India and Dami, man. Dami's doing his thing.
Where is my...
What did he do, though?
Yeah.
Not to pocket watch or anything, but like, what does he do? Man bought a Rolex.
He's an influencer, bro.
Flew out his family.
Yeah, he gets brand deals, isn't it?
He flew out the family from what we've seen or saw or heard. Yeah.
Bro, he gets brand deals. Just like the rest of them, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually money to be made out here, man. I'm all right.
Bitch.
Someone even said, I'm scrolling on Twitter now, someone said, own clothes there and these lot are wearing B22s.
That's mad. I'm not gonna lie, man.
I'm like, I was trying to think, like, what was I wearing for our own clothes there?
In secondary school?
Yeah, like.
Bro, it was Huaraches, man.
What? Air Force is
but what year was that? Because I stopped wearing my Huaraches, bro.
You weren't wearing anything near B22s, yeah. Even in year 11.
We bro, wore Huaraches. Did I buy Huaraches on the trip to America with you?
I can't remember, bro.
What year was that?
I think it was. Yeah, it was.
What year was that, though?
It's like year 8 summer. Was it year 8 summer?
Year 8.
Or year 9 summer.
It has to be older year 9.
Year 9 summer.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I wore Huaraches then. I know in like, was it year 11 or year 10? I don't even know. I know I wore a Moncler jumper.
In what year?
I don't remember. It must have been like year 9 or year 10.
Yeah, you're part of the problem then. Facts.
What? No. Like, bro.
Facts. No. Moncler in year 9.
I don't even know how I was making money.
Come on, bro. That's the same thing.
I don't even know how I was making money. That's the craziest thing.
You know what I mean? And then Price, you were saying that you saw Birdie's youngsters in Goose's fan.
I don't even know how I got money then. But yeah, I didn't wear the Moncler jumper with anything like crazy. Oh, True Religion was then as well. True Religion jeans.
Stoney was around back then as well.
Stoney, like, yeah, like, I don't remember. I don't know what shoes people wore though. I know I wore Jordans on that day, but I don't remember what shoes was like. I know like white boys used to wear like Lubes.
Giuseppes.
When did I wear Giuseppes? But like, I never wore it to own clothes day. I had Giuseppes, but I never wore it to own clothes day.
I'm trying to remember what I used to wear. I've always loved Forces to be fair, I'm not gonna lie.
I said Forces, bro. I don't think I owned Forces until like,
oh fuck.
Maybe sixth form.
Sixth form?
Or uni, maybe.
No. You had Forces before uni.
I never bought them.
You had them before uni, though, innit? You definitely did.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's back when they were cheap, man.
50 quid, 55 quid.
Yeah.
Well, 75 nah, not max, 50 I remember.
Did you say 50?
Nah, it's for the small sizes.
I don't think it was ever 50.
For the girl sizes. And the small sizes. The girl sizes.
Yeah.
I've got a sister, bro. Come on. What are we doing here?
Good math.
Nice.
Good math.
Weird facts. I've got two still. The first one is... Hold on, just lost it still. Give me a sec. Venustrophobia.
What? Okay, I'm sorry.
Venustrophobia is the fear of beautiful women.
I have that.
All right, bro. You get nervous when you talk to girls?
No, I have a fear of women. Oh, you said beautiful women.
I said beautiful women.
No, what's the fear of women?
I don't know, mate. That's not here, G.
Yeah.
You ain't got a fear of that, though.
I've got a fear of women.
Nah, you love it, bro. Come
no,
on.
I don't.
Damn. You have a fear of women as well, Benzo?
No.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Fear is a bit crazy still. I'm not gonna lie, man.
I have a fear of women.
When I was younger, maybe.
When I was younger, I was a shy boy, you know.
Where did you lot stop being shy? Because obviously you weren't all confident from the jump.
I mean, I wasn't shy, but to make the first move, I was shy until about, I want to say, second year of uni.
Yeah, I'm going to go about like, yeah, 19, 20 still.
Yeah, same age.
Second year of uni is when I like...
19, 20, not going to lie.
And that's because the girl tried boy me. But like, it's all right to not be shy. I'm
like,
shy, what
it's
are you talking
right
about?
To not be shy.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I took the girl on a date now.
Yeah. I said it's all right not to be shy.
I took the girl on a date now, and obviously now I've gone back to an AP. And I put on Netflix in it. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let the film start playing. Let it be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, maybe she was more eager than me, bruv, because she's talking about, oh, yeah, let's, like, do you want to kiss me? I'm like, rah, like, is this a banner? Like, what are you talking about? Obviously, I did want to kiss her, innit? But
you didn't.
No, bro. Like, I was like, let the film play, bro. It's not even been 20 bloody minutes. Do you know what I mean? But obviously, yeah. After that, like, cool. Obviously, man's lips and whatever. But like, try little boy me a little bit. Like, yeah. Like, I'm the one that made you not nervous anymore, or whatever. I'm like, really?
You know what's crazy? I've actually heard guys, of guys that ask girls, like, can I kiss you before lips in them?
I do that here and there.
Do? Present yeah. tense. Do you? What? Present tense. Nah, I can't remember. I don't do that anymore still.
No,
like, just gotta read the room, bro. Like,
no, like, I've definitely said, like, oh, where's my kiss?
That's different.
That's different.
That's so different. Much different.
If that's different than now, then I don't
so
ask.
So much difference.
Though. But yeah, man would be like, where's my kiss?
Nah, like that. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, oh, can I kiss you sort of thing.
You never know. Some girls might find it cute.
Huh?
Some girls might find it cute.
That's if you're the right guy, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. Good. Like, a lot of guys get away with stuff compared to other guys.
Very true.
So they're asking for, like, what, permission to kiss the girl?
Consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first, there's nothing wrong with consent, by the way. Disclaimer. Just
let me find my next great fact, man.
Just have to put it out there. I mean, I love that. No, guy, you know, consent is very important.
You ain't gonna ask a girl that. This is a dare.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I would if it was a dare still. That's
there. Yeah, I would definitely be like, what, can I kiss you?
I won't take myself serious.
Excuse me, miss. Am I allowed to kiss you?
Might work though, to be fair.
She tells you, no. What?
All right, cool. It's the next one. Playing video games can reduce your nightmares because gamers resolve threats during gameplay instead of their dreams.
Gamers resolve what? Threats in their gameplay.
Instead of their dreams, yeah.
That's playing games one. Will reduce nightmares.
Yeah, let me find another one too. That one's a little bit...
That was meaty.
Respect.
That's just bollocks. I don't even play games no more.
Sad. Until you get PS5, bro.
No, even then, I don't even plan on getting a PS5.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't...
You're saying that now until like 5 in the morning we get PS5.
Yeah, but I'm glad I don't actually plan on getting it. I don't have time to play it. Where's the time to play nowadays?
You've been off a week, Jay.
You literally just said you're bored today.
Like, that's exactly what you said.
I have a PS4.
Yeah, but then get PS5.
Yeah, but I have a PS4. I didn't once think about putting it on.
What'd you play? Oh, fair.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't have one thought of putting a PS4 on. Fair. My brother has a PS5.
And he doesn't play it.
Yeah, I mean, plays it here and there, but like, I had not one that, like, I didn't plan on going on it. Do you know what I mean?
Because there's no one to play with.
Yeah, but there's Fortnite, bro. Man can play solos.
Even that'll get boring after a while, man.
Yeah, but he has the new Modern Warfare. I think it's Modern Warfare Ecology.
Ferris.
I just don't care to play it. I don't care for FIFA anymore. I just think that's a bunch of bollocks now. Or is it EA or whatever? Yeah, like.
Apparently, you're less productive when you're in love. According to a scientific study.
I don't agree with that.
Don't agree with it either?
Nah.
I mean, it's like the question that...
How would they even... Wait, how
do you
would
study
they
that?
Study that, yeah.
God knows how these experiments go down.
It's fake.
But it's like the question that someone asked on GC the other day. I can't remember who it was. When it was like, do you man not ever go through that period where it's like, you just drop girls so you can just focus
on
whatever you're doing? And I said, no, that's not how he phrased it. Because I said, yeah. I think he said something like, yeah, that is how he phrased it. I said, yeah, like, there's been phases where I'm like just not to spoke to girls and just tried to focus and it's actually worked still. You said no.
I mean
like why not, Gila?
No, yeah, I get my stuff done regardless, bro. I don't see girls as the issue as to why I was not be productive.
It depends, like it's a bit like I think Zeno said it was like if you're the time that you spend speaking to girls, like let's say it's late. If you're not doing anything in that time anyways, then it probably won't affect your productivity, innit? Like, if it's like 10 o'clock, when normally at 10, you're not doing much, like watching TV, then I guess that it won't really affect your productivity. But if it's a thing where you could be doing something else when you're lotioning, then it might affect your productivity still.
No, yeah, with me, like, there's never been a period where I was like, oh, let me cut girls off for now, let me juggle, let me, like, no, I've never been through that phase. Because I've always been on, I'm going to do this for my studies. For example, let me just talk about uni, for example, yeah. When I was denied the days to study, I'm studying. My time to study is when I'm studying. I don't think I was even speaking to a girl at that point. But if I was, I just can't remember. I'd be like, yo, like, man's revising now, innit? I'll message you later. And then, yeah, that's after that. Like, I can give her the time I need, innit?
Mm.
But after, like, yeah, like, I'll never let something distract me. Oh, sorry, women distract me from my purpose.
Why laughing? Something is crazy still.
No, like, I actually forgot to my girls for a second, but, like, yeah, I wouldn't let girls distract me from my purpose. So I wouldn't let anything distract me from my purpose, really. So, yeah, like, nah, I'm not the same. I'll never cut off girls or my girl or anything.
Which one is it, bro?
In relationship to women.
Nah, I've done it before. I think I did it about two or like 18 months ago. I can't remember. I just like, yeah, man, just whatever, man.
But did you drop the girl or did you just not speak to girls?
Yeah.
Because they're different things.
Did I drop the girl or did I just not speak to girls? Both. As in like, I dropped and then didn't speak.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
But did you drop it because you liked her or you just dropped her because it wasn't going anywhere?
It's true, man. Because if it's going somewhere, like...
You're not
going
to drop her.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me, I'll tell you, well, why are you going to drop her, bro?
Yeah, obviously, if it was going somewhere, then obviously you wouldn't have made that decision. Fair enough, but...
Then it wasn't to focus on your...
Not necessarily.
There we go.
Because I could have carried it on.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't say there wasn't potential. Maybe there was.
Probably wasn't.
But I valued my future first, you know what I mean?
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2020... Start of 2022, maybe.
But where were we at? What were you doing? Uni?
Yeah. Yeah. The uni had me down, boy. Damn.
But you were literally going on 3 dates.
No, I wasn't. What are we doing here? He tries to attack my brand every week. No. No, that was,
in mind,
that
3 days was
years ago.
3 days is on the podcast.
That was years
that's
ago.
That's not exposed on anything. But
that was years ago, bro. That was like 2020.
Maybe. So the 19, year before?
2 years before.
You said 2021.
No, I said 2022. Start, bro.
Is that third year?
No, second year.
You said 18 months to...
2 years. Third year started last September, September 2022, start of 2020.
I'm bugging. Did I not say 2021?
You did.
Yeah, so when did you say you dropped the girls and all that?
Start of 2022.
Oh.
Which is second year.
That's definitely less than 18 months ago. Bozo.
No, it isn't. Start of 2022 is less than 18 months ago. What sort of maths is that?
We're in 2023.
Yes, the start of 2022, bro.
Brother.
Oh my God.
Wait, my good
brother.
2022. My good brother.
January 2022 is what?
12 months ago.
Okay. What month are we in now?
Oh, no.
I'm bugging out. No, it is more than 18 months.
Yeah.
It is more than 18
months. It's almost 2 years.
Yeah, it's literally almost.
It's going to be 2 years next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
my bad. Sorry, tonic wine. That's my effect.
Nah, that is bad. But yeah, for like a few months.
I was thinking, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, let me just...
You said, so start of 2022 is when you cut women off. Yeah. Sorry, not women. Sorry, women.
Let me even... Yeah, more or less, yeah. I wasn't really active. And then I just, yeah, just got on with it. And it worked. And then summertime came and...
How do you judge it working?
Huh?
How do you judge it working?
How do I judge...
Like, how do you... On what metrics did it work? Like, what's that based on?
The amount of time I was actually studying for.
Oh,
and my screen time on my phone went down a whole lot more as well.
I don't care about that screen time stuff, bro.
Huh?
I don't care about that screen
time. Depends what you use your phone for, innit? If you need your phone for like work and like productive stuff, then obviously it doesn't really matter to you. But them times, my screen time was mainly Snap, Insta, Twitter. So when that dropped down, I was being more productive still. Not gonna lie. But I mean, I've tried also focusing while handling, speaking to girls as well. And it's all right, but I mean, yeah, I don't really know, man. I guess it's different when you're working, to be fair. Because, like, 9 to 5. I'll be real, anyone that says, like, they just work 9 to 5, yeah, then they talk to, like, girls after. Surely that's just cap, I'm not gonna lie.
What does that even mean?
Because, like, between 9 and 5, you're not working straight. I'll be real.
You're right, a liar.
Unless you're in the army or something, bro. Like, 9 to 5, you ain't working straight out. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm on my phone 24/7.
Not 24s, but near enough, still not gonna lie.
There's not a moment in my day like that I've dropped my phone for like an hour. I'm gonna lie. I'm sleeping.
Not an hour. Maybe like 30. Not an hour still.
I don't even think there's a moment where I drop it for 30 minutes.
Really?
Drop your phone for 30 minutes?
No.
During the day, your work day?
I definitely have.
Whoa. Buddy, what are you trying to do right now?
Yeah.
Don't look at me. You asked the question.
I just asked the question.
Trying to get me fired?
No. Just ask the question.
Nah, I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a time I drop my phone for 30 minutes, though. I always check my phone like every like 5-10 minutes.
More time, they don't really care if you're on your phone. I can't lie. Yeah, they just getting work done.
Unless you're violating, like you're watching TikTok, then obviously they'll care. Other than that, I realize that everyone's human. Like, they're not. No one cares in my workplace, I'm not gonna lie. Now they're human.
When did you mind deep that your parents were human, though?
I saw a tweet and that made me realize, like, right, they're actually living life for the first time as well.
Bro, like, I think maybe 2 years ago, I switched from Leicester to London, when I was spending more time at home and obviously with them, and I was like, rah, like, same way I'm just waking up and getting on my day, they're doing the same thing.
They just have more years of experience.
They just have more years of experience.
But they literally, this is their first time as well.
Yeah, like, they make mistakes the same way I make mistakes, do you know what I mean? Like, not everything they say is going to be right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're just saying what their parents taught them, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's actually deep.
When I read that tweet, I was like, rah. That was an eye-opener storm. Oh, my shoulder, man.
It's crazy still, I'm not gonna lie.
I think I actually injured it in the gym, you know?
Doing what?
I don't even know. I thought I was doing shoulder press.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna go on a cut for my birthday.
What? Your birthday's in less than a month.
Sorry, a cut for something. I'm on a cut for something.
Summer?
I can't remember. No. I'm on a cut, then bulk up again. Then cut in summer. I want to do 2 times. I don't remember what I need to cut for.
Why though?
I can't remember. I want to see my abs, innit?
Why?
I don't know.
You going to spar or something?
No.
First.
Let that be the last time you try to draw me out.
Spar is pretty relaxing experience, bro.
I don't remember the last time I even went to a
spar. That was even dry. You can go spar by yourself. I'm not going to lie, mate.
I've been to this by myself.
Exactly. So how was it a draw out?
In Leicester.
Exactly, so have I.
I think I even went on Valentine's Day by myself.
We spoke about this before.
Did we?
Yeah, actually.
When?
Yeah, you remember, innit?
Yeah, when both of you went on the same day.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Just it looked like you guys went
okay,
together.
Okay, yeah, bro. You don't have to expand on it, G. Like, we know what it was, bro. Bloody hell, man. This guy's something else, man.
Oh. Did man see the... Nella Rose's article about UKBs.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Someone better get fired out.
Apparently, it's written by black people.
No, but they know what they're doing. Like, you have to put it together and then press submit. Like, do you know what I'm saying? It's getting looked at by other people. They're saying they're giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, people are approving that.
Up. Like, they know what they're doing.
I'm glad to you. Yeah. I've come to them, it's for clicks.
Yeah, 100%.
If they're being talked about.
Yeah.
It's a job well done.
As long as it's not illegal. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to get sued for that.
I mean, at least she could definitely sue them.
Yeah. But as long as it's not actually illegal, then they're going to be sued. True.
You put the term UK Beast next to Nella Rose.
But remember, when she was on I'm Celeb, UK Beast started trending.
Yeah.
So then they're trying to...
It's a corporation, bro. They're professional. They shouldn't do that. She can say, what, you're trying to call me a UK beast on your platform, your massive platform?
That's a misunderstanding.
Nah. Yeah, that's their bath. That'll be their bath.
That's a very easy bath.
Yeah.
She got good lawyers, not necessarily still.
I think that's a very easy bath. Yeah. She ain't got better lawyers than a corporation, bro. So
yeah, that's not happening.
Corporations lose a lot of the time, you know. Like,
no, they do, for sure, but...
It depends on the case.
I think there's definitely a bath there.
You see that Jonathan Majors video come out?
I didn't watch it, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All I saw was someone ran. Who ran?
He ran.
He ran.
He ran he from ran her, man. Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Man ran.
Yeah, bro. Like, apparently, according to the driver, or someone that was on the stand said that...
It was the driver. The driver, justified.
Like, apparently, she wanted to see his phone, and then he was like, oh, leave me alone. And then the footage shows him trying to, like, put her back in the vehicle. She's all resisting and that, and then he goes onto the pavement. She's all got a hold of him, and then... He pushes her off and he just dashes for like God knows how long.
Yeah, just running forever.
So, I mean, that's definitely his favour. I'm not going to lie. She looks like the aggressor in that situation still.
So she sued him for what?
I don't know.
Assault.
Some sort of assault charge.
Physical abuse and stuff like that.
But apparently the last 2 witnesses that have come on the stand have backed him.
You know he's dating Megan Good.
Yeah, she's in the court with him, bro.
Yeah.
You know Megan Good got a divorce last year.
And it makes sense. It was from a... I swear she was dating like a pastor or something.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't mean that she was with my man last year, bro. It just means she got divorced last year. Like, they could have been separated from time before that.
All I'm saying is, she got a divorce, and then you see Jonathan Majors gets that Creed 3 bod. And suddenly...
Creed 3 bod. Creed 3 bod is crazy.
You know, they're together.
Creed 3 bod is crazy.
It's all looking a bit...
You think she's with him for what?
It's all looking a bit very timely, you know what I'm saying?
But she don't need it, though. She's making good, bro.
Still.
Really, still?
Still.
She's been around for years, bro.
Still.
Wait, she don't need to come
older.
Up.
She's not older.
She definitely is.
There we go.
50, I swear.
There we go.
She don't need to come up.
No, she don't need to come up. She don't need to come up. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just going for the better looking guy, innit?
There's even Creed 4 coming out, innit?
I have no clue.
Yeah, there's... I have no clue. I don't know why. Like, I'm all here for Michael B. Jordan doing his directing, getting in his bag and that, but what's the storyline going to be, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's only so many times you can win.
Yeah.
Like, with these boxing films, when it's one and done, I prefer it. Like, Southpaw, cold film.
Yeah, that was a hard film still.
You know what I mean? Or, what's the other one with Mark Wahlberg? You watched that one? Fighter.
No.
Where he's an addict.
Nope.
Yeah, I've
watched it.
The one and done films. Oh, there's something else about films I wanted to say. That film on Netflix, the new one, Leave the World Behind. Have you seen it?
I've heard people talk about it.
Oh, bro, don't watch it. Oh, don't watch it.
Why? What, is it bad?
Arse. Oh, waste of 2 hours, 20 minutes. Yeah. It's star-studded as well, so it looks like you want to watch it.
And I heard something about like the Obamas being behind it.
Apparently they produced it or something.
Oh, yeah. Man, poor. It's just star-studded for no reason. That's why I watched it, because my man was in it. Ethan Hawke from Thingy.
Oh, that's the one with like Julia Roberts and all these.
Yeah, and Mahershala Ali as well. Like, they just slapped in Oscar winners and just thought, yeah, let's see what we can do. But it's just arse, bro. I can't lie. I fell asleep like halfway through. I woke up towards the end. I said, yeah, I'm not rewatching that, man. It's dead. It's dead.
Did you see the guy that got slashed on his face?
Yeah.
Broski said, you should have turned me off. Like, he's going to go and get his get back. For
I don't get it. He had to take his coat.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone tweeted, yeah, let me read it out.
That the scar's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that was there as well, but that's stupid. But someone said... Getting your face sliced over a coat because you didn't want to give up, just hand it over and buy a new one. But in most cases, they use their life savings to buy something they can't afford.
Yeah, facts, bro. Like, most cases, they can't afford to buy a new one, bro. That's actually 9 bills down the drain.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've always said I'll give my stuff up.
Yeah.
I am not a bad man.
I don't know.
You've got a knife. You want to stab me from this jacket? Take the jacket. Take the jacket.
I don't know why.
I've literally always told even my guys, yo, bro, you're not bravado. Go and give the coat up, bro. The way you got money to buy it last time, you'll get it again, bro. Man is 22, bro.
He's 22.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm talking about myself, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, bro, man will buy a new coat, bro.
I'm trying to think of the reasons that he wouldn't have given up and fought.
Because, bro, like you want to be. It's not about you want to be bad, man, but like, bro, like, that's my coat at the end of the day. I get why people stand up for the stuff, but bro, you got to remember.
No one, there's a knife in the picture.
Yeah, bro, your life is not worth a coat.
It's not worth £1,000. Come on, man. Like, come on, like, all for what? Like, oh, what? A girl's going to see your coat. Oh, he's got a kind of. Come on, bro. Right.
Then again, though, like, if man said, yeah, cool, they're coming to take my car, they got a knife.
Car. Room. Car. Way. Shoom. Car. Nah.
But then again, like, nah, that's different still. Insurance will pay me out.
Car's mad. I'm not gonna lie. They're not, well, they're dumb enough to steal a car, huh?
No, let's say you're coming out of a restaurant. They saw you go in, saw you come out of your car, and now you're coming out. They press you for your key. You're giving up.
What sort? This is like Uptown restaurant.
Doesn't matter. Why does it matter?
I'd park straight outside. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
Yeah, but let's say they're right outside. They catch you.
You can't be. There's security outside. If it's Uptown, I'm telling you, there's security outside this restaurant. You can't be baking outside the front door, bro, because that's where I'm going to park. I'm not going to lie. If I've got a nice car and it's a nice restaurant, I'm parking straight there.
Okay, but let's say it's not an Uptown restaurant and you come out and they literally, as soon as one step out of the restaurant, they're in front of you.
Yeah.
Give me your keys, innit? Or else.
My keys with what? And they have a knife in their hands.
Yeah.
As you said, the insurance will pay you out, G.
Exactly.
So yeah, give me you. Key.
I know you're joking, but
yeah, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Nothing's worth my life. Still. I'm not a bad man.
The only way I'm not giving up is if it's like two youths with no knives, just hands, and it's like all the mandem are there. You ain't getting nothing, my boy.
What do you mean all the mandem are there? That's all the man them are just two guys that come out
there. Yeah, bro. That's, never know.
That's so unequal. If it's two man versus me and there's no knife, you're not getting my keys.
Yeah, of course
not. I don't give a damn.
Wait, hold on, say that again. If there's two guys.
Two man versus me.
No knife.
No knife.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting my keys.
You don't know if they have a knife, though. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying to you. If until I see a knife, you're not getting my keys to my stuff.
But normally they'd lead the knife, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, like if you lead with a knife, you're getting my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa. Calm down, buddy. Calm down. Shh. Might run. If I can run, I'll run. If I can't run, take it out of my pocket. That's my
pride. Normally, if you're with a babe, mate. It's not even a prior thing, bro.
I don't care if I'm with a baby.
It's your life, G.
I genuinely
like,
don't care.
You know what I mean? I don't care what she thinks, bro. Like,
I'm not taking out a girl that would judge me for getting robbed, bro. So, do you know what I mean?
You'd hope she wouldn't.
It's no hope, bro. I've judged them. So I know that, okay, cool. This girl knows. You get me? She's got a good heart, bro. Like, I ain't judging. Why are you judging me for getting robbed back with a knife, bro?
What else could I have done in the situation?
I don't care for that. I mean, before I used to say, like, oh, yeah, what if the girl thinks. Bro, I don't care what a girl thinks.
Remember when we had that question, or would you rather get stained or knocked out cold?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said.
I don't want to get knocked out, so it's
different. I think I'd rather, definitely rather get stained.
Yeah, I'd rather get stained. Like 100%.
I'm not getting knocked out.
Yeah,
100%. Out cold. Guys are saying they're going to be out cold, bro. Man, seeing guys in Leicester getting knocked out after Blueprint, bro. You think I want to be that guy? Nah, bro.
Remember holding you. Like, oh, that's mad.
Come on, house, get up. Get some water. What? Like, man. Yo, you want to rob me? Take my stuff.
Man, I'm snapping you, unresponsive. Yeah. Dribbling from your.
Pre Dukes, man. Oh, man. Pre Dukes.
That's your brand.
Man, even saw done. Some guy getting strolled out of Cabana.
The one I said.
Do I need to bleep Cabana? I'm not bleeping it.
Doesn't really matter. That's just too much yak, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he's
that's
just
more much than too much yak. What?
He's irresponsible.
He couldn't handle his yak, G. Like,
I don't think there's enough yak, though.
Oh, there is. There is.
Stretched out.
Yes, bro.
Stretched off the
premises. If you have a whole bottle of Patron, and you go for it by yourself, within like 5-10 minutes, you just go for it yourself. You won't be far from him, I can't lie to you. You won't be.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've never been on that level in my life.
You won't,
and I've drank a lot.
You know that's further. That's past like throwing up. Like, yeah, I didn't think there was anything past throwing up.
We have limits though. We know that you don't want to get too drunk.
I'm not going to lie. I've never done that.
What?
I've never said, oh, I'm too drunk now, so I'm not drinking anymore.
You have, 100%.
I have not.
Otherwise, you would have got to that point.
Yeah. No.
Wait. You've never said to yourself, this is enough?
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
So you're telling me right now you're saying you don't know your limit.
That's what you're saying.
You don't know your limit.
Really, I actually don't.
No.
I feel like my limit is when it's like
you should be able to feel it.
Bro, my limit is like, oh, this is too much alcohol now.
Exactly.
No, but you should be able to feel when it's even coming. Like you're at a good place now. It's like if you drink any more,
I don't have that.
You don't have that.
I'm not glad I don't, because even remember when we were at that it wasn't a barbecue, what was it? It was the 50th that went to.
Yeah.
My friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know my limit. So I was drinking.
What were you drinking?
And then at one point I was like, woof. This is woof. Do you know what I mean? Then obviously whatever happened in it, but.
To be honest, drinking sitting down is a very big
mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
Yeah.
Don't judge how drunk you are.
From sitting down.
Yeah, from sitting down.
Yeah, like, I was sitting down. I was like, I'm cool. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I actually don't know my limit. Oh, I just like, you hear me? I just drink and then
I'm sure you do that. I'm sure maybe it's subconscious that like you just stop. Like to get to his level, stretched out, bro. That means he was just going for it. Like nonstop.
I don't know. Like I've just like I don't get how you get to that. I don't
like,
get
that's
that.
Like you can have a whole bottle to yourself just straight. That's
like, I ain't the type that would be the ones to like, you get me? I'm not there just being on Snapchat and just drinking pure out of the bottle and everyone snapping, like, oh, go. That ain't me.
That's probably what you did, though, to be fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm doing that, then I understand the repercussions, but
I don't want to ever get that.
Not going to lie, when was the last time you lot were like you're drunk, like you're too drunk? I can't remember that last time.
I don't remember, but
because more time we're sitting down. We're not really like standing around or walking around.
Too drunk.
I can't remember.
Maybe that 50th.
No, your birthday. 20th birthday or 21st. That's the drunkest I've been almost ever.
So. For you or for me?
Both.
Bro, you know, I didn't throw up, bro.
You don't have to.
So that's what I'm saying to you. I wasn't too drunk. I'm telling you, I wasn't. Like, I keep telling you, lot. I wasn't too drunk. Like, I'm telling you what it was.
I don't think he was too. I don't think he was that drunk. But
like,
I wasn't.
Like, man, weren't moving away. Like,
but you conked.
Man conked. Yeah, man conked. Man big gone. Do you know what I mean? But I want, because being drunk means that you're unresponsive. Like, oh, you're just moving like this. Oh, man.
Now, unresponsive is mad, though.
Now, man knows guys, like, when they get drunk, you know they're drunk. Like, he's moving away. He's just talking rubbish.
Yeah.
Just talking absolute garbage. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I ain't ever got to that stage where, like, man's just talking. I recall everything. Of every memory I've got drunk, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's never been a.
I haven't got memory gap drunk.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah. I've never got. When's that? When did you get memory drunk?
The first time, my first bad experience when I was 15. Remember? Yeah. Then
you shouldn't be drinking at 15.
Okay, mate. But you know, it's life.
You shouldn't be drinking.
Life. You shouldn't have done a lot of things, but we still do that.
No.
You know what I mean,
G? I don't even remember when I even started drinking alcohol.
It was probably like 16.
Yeah, but you to the point. You're already drinking to the point where it's dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't know it was dangerous. That was the point, G. Like, I just got handed JD. I was like, yeah, well, how bad can this be? Like, it's just a little bit of juice, spicy juice. You know what I mean?
Spicy juice is crazy.
Yeah, G.
What a description.
Yeah, but yeah, I haven't been drunk to the point where it's like, raw. I've always been in, maybe because, yeah, driving and that. So I guess it's different. I don't remember the last time I've been at a function where I'm not driving home, so I can just drive the boat properly. Like,
I must be so dead.
Well, what did you say?
The last time you was at a motive where you weren't driving home, so you could just lose it. I can't remember because you're always going home, and you're always driving.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I didn't think about it.
Sure.
But
yeah.
No, I remember one time. Oh, what function was it? Was it your party? It was your party. Oh, what party was it? Yeah. Your first party last year in Barking. And you was getting to the car. I don't know who you was with. And she's like, T9, drive his car. He's too drunk to drive. I'm like,
shut up, man. I hate when people talk for me,
is
man.
He? No, but you were, though. I'm not going to lie. You were gone, though. I'm not going to lie.
I know. It was bad. I was gone.
Yeah, that was actually a... Oof.
It was that, mad nuts. I was even driving a rental that day, but... That was bad.
I haven't hit some guy today, still. First time, second time.
That's not funny.
You bro, I was at Tesco, yeah.
Was he in the car?
Yeah, he was in the car.
Oh, so is it clean?
I'll get there. So I was in the car, yeah. I was in the car putting out. See, my wing mirror, when it gets rainy, it don't slide off. So like, it's always a little bit like tough to see. But I just manage it sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done my checks, you know what I mean? I'm reversing. His car's grey. So like, it's camouflaging with a wing mirror. So I can't really see it. I'm like, cool. There's no car there. Reverse, bang. Look at the wing mirror. I see, yeah, that's a coupe. We might be in trouble still. Then I see him get out, like, with some energy. I'm like, yeah, cool. Match it, get out as well. I'm looking at his car. Can't see no scrape. I'm like, oh, thank God. Then he's like, you know them ones where, like, yeah, I can't really, what's that on there? I'm like, bro, there's nothing there, man. There's nothing there. Luckily, there was actually nothing there, innit?
That's good.
So I got lucky still.
When I go into my accident, the guy was at fault. Let me just say that.
Oh, the roundabout.
Yeah, the guy was at fault.
He wasn't.
Were you in the car?
No, but he explained it.
He explained
how it was. Though. I saw you said you were on the right lane.
Oh wait, yeah, and he was going straight.
And there's a guy on the left. And what do you think? No, but to be honest, yeah, the guy on the left is at fault as well because he was trying to go.
Right.
Yeah, he was trying to go. Well, right.
You're both at fault. Then.
Yeah, you're both at fault. So it's bound to happen.
He's like
you're on the right lane trying to go straight.
Here's my thing, yeah. Let me be honest with you, lot, yeah. The lane going left, let's say you're going straight now, yeah. It splits into two lanes. I've sped, gone onto... No. Hypothetically speaking, yeah. Hypothetically speaking. I've gone, like, I've accelerated, yeah, and I've gone into the right lane. So now I'm in my lane. But he's now tried to drive into the left, right lane from left. No signaling, no nothing. So he's not checked his mirror to see, right, is there a car there? And then he's hit me. Do you know what I mean? So he tried chat rubbish saying he's going into the right lane. He's trying to go right. But we're already in the straight lane. I mean, going forward lane. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I say he's actually at fault.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, you were both in lanes you shouldn't have been in, like, realistically. Yeah.
Nah.
Like, if you were in the right lane, that wouldn't have happened.
Guys, my insurance company might have watched this.
So, normally that pushes, though, like, when there's no cars there. But
yeah, like, either way, like, he tried to come out on energy and he's with his wife, bro. They both try to chat on my name, bro. I'm like, yo, man's been here before. Just lower thy tone because you know you're in the wrong, buddy.
Left lane trying to go right. How did he not see you?
Bro, that's what I'm saying to you. He wasn't trying to go right. He tried to put that as his story. He just wanted to go into the right lane. And he's hit me because he didn't look into the lane.
He didn't look before going?
Yes. That's what it was, bro. He wasn't trying to go no right because, like, he's already gone too far into the straight to then think to go right. Like, it's impossible.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
So what?
But yeah, like, if you're a young driver and you know you're not at fault, don't let these people try to bully you in it because that's how they'll make you pay for something you didn't even do. Do you know what I mean? Because that's how someone hit me. Someone reversed from, I was at Audi. And so I've reversed down now and someone's reversed and hit me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what car I was driving. I think it was my Corsa.
Yeah.
So they drove into me and, like, man tried chat saying, oh yeah, I drove into him. I'm like, bro, you can clearly see you've reversed into me. Yeah. So, like, what's the angle?
They always try it still.
Do you know what I mean? They try it and then a black man came and tried to speak, was like, oh, you're the younger driver. It's going to affect you more. So, you know what? Just leave it. Don't do anything. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, man, this scratch isn't that deep, so let me just leave it. Because if they try to ask me to pay money, not that.
Claim!
Duke said, oh, like, you know what, mate? Like, let's just leave it. You know what I mean? I left. Wiped it down, and I moved on about my day, bro. That's what stuff you got to do nowadays as drivers.
To be fair, though, like, it's kind of true with the young drivers, though, because, like, you don't want claims.
On your, yeah, I don't want claims, bro. I think I've already got, like, two.
I got one. I have to do my windscreen replaced. Cracked. I don't know how.
You have to do your windscreen?
Bro, I came out. I even snapped it, but I think maybe I deleted it. I came out one day, and, like, there was about, like, there's a crack that stretches, like, over halfway across my windscreen, and I don't know
windscreen.
How. Yes.
You say windscreen?
You'll see it outside, G.
Your windscreen as in the
windscreen, front. G.
Oh,
windscreen,
I think bro. I thought it was on my your side mirror.
Nah, windscreen. Yeah. Like, called up insurance, like, yeah, you got to pay excess, and then you got to come and pay, it will come and sort it out.
You have to pay excess for your windscreen?
My boy, I can't even be bothered, man. So, yeah, I'll pay the excess. Just bring the technician, man. Come and sort it out. Booked in the day.
How much is it?
Excess.
Yeah.
120.
120 pounds?
Yep.
Your excess is 120 pounds?
Bro, my insurance is as expensive as it is, I'll be real. Like, policy is just mad. It's a whole zump.
Do you know what my excess is?
What's excess? For windscreen or general?
Yes.
Well, for my windscreen, yeah.
Your excess is 120 pounds?
It varies on what you need done, though.
Oh, see, I don't know that. So I don't know.
Yeah, my excess isn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for the whole thing, no. It's probably different.
But yeah. Like,
windscreen excess is 115, 120 still, yeah.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. It's an unnecessary expense, man.
Bro, my excess is 950.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's rent for a one bed. That's crazy.
I'm glad they zumped me, bro, because I put down excess. I think my excess is like meant to be $5 and then there's 250. For young driver, and then 250 from something else, bro. That makes it 950.
Your service the same price, isn't it? It's got to be something near that still.
And service is kind of a new car.
Oh, yeah. They would have given you like 6 months something in it.
I don't even know.
Or a year even.
I ain't checked.
And they freshly serviced it, remember?
Yeah, serviced on MOT before I bought it.
Oh, yeah. Garrett, you only got, what, 11 months before you got... MOT, worry about all that, man.
By God's grace, bro. You never know. Light could just come on.
The dashboard.
Right. I look at my car and I pray, please. No, sorry.
I ignore bare lights.
No lights.
I ignore bare lights. I can't. Have you seen check tire pressure? Nah. Just change the thing, man. I'm
not down.
There's a myth still.
Let me quickly do one. Our last one on Twitter. It was, what was the howler again? Someone said, y'all think y'all, this is definitely an American, y'all think y'all can outdo your mother in sucking dick.
What are we doing, though?
To you, what?
As a community.
Someone responded, blacks can't be saved, bro. Huh? They said the black people can't be saved.
Yeah, they can't be saved.
I said, yeah. That's the, you knocked the... Oh, no, what was it? No one there does something like that.
Someone even quoted with the flipping... You know that graffiti, Black Lives Matter?
Mm.
And the video, the person like scrubbing it out.
Nah, bro. I'm like, bro. People tweet just to talk rubbish.
BLM is something else, man. Flipping out, mom. How? Why are you even thinking of what I am when I say that, bro?
Did you see the young boy that his mom was twerking? I literally just got and I remember. You see the video of the young boy's mom twerking on the guy?
His life has changed forever.
I was so upset for him, bro, because that feeling.
Like, you know, like for the rest of his educational career, like, he's a running joke, innit?
No, but he's already like a comedian sort of thing.
Is he?
Yeah. The guy's a comedian, He's a personality still.
But still, man, I can't lie. You're never going to... That image is never going to come out of his head. I'm not going to lie.
Mom was throwing it back, though.
On the waiter or the photographer or something?
No, that guy's also, like, he's a YouTuber.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the guy's a YouTuber.
Oh, that makes sense, because the way he was filming it, to be
fair. Yeah, still, he's a YouTuber. I was like, yo, like...
Mom,
like, have a bit of decorum, man. I'm not gonna lie.
At least, like...
Like, your son's there, bro. Like, what do you think is gonna happen when he sees that? Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy, still.
I actually felt bad for him. I was like, yo, like, that's...
Nah, his face, you could tell he took that seriously.
He started crying, bro. I was like, bro, this is a young boy, fam.
Yeah, he can't be more than like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I remember when my mom would be in the shop and I see a guy looking at my mom. I'm thinking, yo, brother, I was a young boy.
I was going to say, at what age? Like 6, 7?
Oh, I don't even know. Maybe 8, 9. I don't know, bro. I would look at the guy thinking, yo, brother, move your eyes, bro. Man knows what you're doing. I'll get angry, fam. You know what I mean? I was just bro. That's how you are as a young boy, isn't it? So.
Ah.
But yeah, man.
Damn. Crazy
times. What episode is this?
108, maybe?
108 still, yeah, man. But yeah, when you're watching this, is probably Monday still. We're going to try a new thing out.
Yeah, Monday night.
Probably
Monday
give
night, still.
A shout out the day before on Sunday or something, on Saturday. Yeah,
but the audio will be out on Saturday as always. Yeah,
so from now, Mondays.
No, I mean,
we'll test it, see if it worked better, because the time we dropped on Monday before you lot
seemed to bang.
Yeah, seemed to watch it more, so yeah. Let us know if you lot want to see on the podcast, though.
We got to get a guest on, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, we haven't had a guest in a while, so.
It's been a long time still.
Maybe get a guest on.
But yeah, keep liking, commenting, subscribing, following all the platforms, all social media, stuff, you know what I mean, man. Other than that, T9 and Bonnie, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's me, boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with Hustle, my people.
Stay with it.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.